With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The government reports some stable economic numbers today.
According to the Labor Department, U.S. applications for jobless benefits were up modestly last week to 222,000, 2,000 more than forecasted. At the same time, the total number of Americans receiving unemployment benefits for the week of April 12th fell by 37,000 to 1.84 million. March's reading for the purchases of durable goods rose 9.2% to a total of $26.6 billion, as reported by the Census Bureau. George Williams, Washington.
One state's officials are meeting to consider President Trump's executive order. It would be about elections.
The U.S. Election Assistance Commission's Standards Board is holding a public hearing in North Carolina on President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order that directs the independent federal agency to update the National Voter Registration Form to include a proof of citizenship requirement. It also calls for revising guidelines and withholding federal money from any state that accepts ballots after Election Day. Voting rights groups, the Democratic Party, and Democratic officials in 21 states have filed suit, saying Trump is exceeding his authority under the U.S. Constitution. I'm Donna Water.
When the House returns to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. They'll look for consensus among their members while trying to agree on budget priorities with their Senate counterparts. Robert E. Cremo III, the suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 mass shooting at an Independence Day parade that left seven people dead, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Dozens were wounded in that shooting in a suburb north of Chicago. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 469 points. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on sports school teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed suit against Maine over that issue. This is SRN News. A 19-year-old Weartown man set wooden pallets on fire and failed to properly put them out in New Jersey's Pine Barrens, sparking the quick-moving wildfire with smoke affecting the air quality in the New York City area. He faces aggravated arson and arson charges. In Tinseltown News, this may explain some Oscar wins.
If you ever wondered how a questionable film won an Oscar, this may be the reason. Members of the Academy were not required to watch the films. Oscar voters are now required to actually watch the movies they are voting on. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences made the announcement Monday, along with other updates. Up until now, actually seeing the nominated film was only required for voting in certain Oscar categories, like Best Documentary and Best International Film. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.